Well, it's made out of meal, just like you make your cornbread, or you meet it up, or just a lack only. It would be about that thick and rounded over like this, and a little long. It wouldn't be round. It would be, the corn would be maybe this long. I think you better let me. All right, Wade.
If you had a very heavy suitcase that you wanted to get from there to there, you might say, oh, I'm glad I don't have to what this very far.
You say what now?
I'm glad I don't have to what?
Tote.
Okay. Are there any other words you might use?
Carry.
You might have used fit.
I might use the word lug. Don't, glad I don't have to lug that all the way across the street.
Okay.
And what else, Ray?
You might have used fetch at one time.
Yeah. Well, that would...
If I
hollered across the street to somebody that was something over there that I wanted to bring to them, I usually would say, fetch me so-and-so.
Yeah, to bring to you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say send me so-and-so, fetch me so-and-so.
What do you call a creature with a hard shell that can pull its legs up into its shell and its head?
Well, there's more than one kind.
Okay. What about the ones that
the highland, there's a regular highland terrapin. And then the gopher that digs its home down into, he's on the sand hills. He's in a soft soil area. And they dig at a slant like that, and I've never dug myself down into one of them, but I've heard people say that they dig and go around like that and come up. So in a heavy deluge of rain, if it rains enough to run to the bottom of that hole, he's still up on the... And then in the water, there, we call them cooters, terrapins, and things like that. That they still have the 4 feet that they can draw in and kind of spell them for you.
Okay.
And one type of the terrapin, people call him gator tail because he has a tail, a good size one would have a tail about that long that he can't pull up into the shell.
Well, do terrapins live on the land and in the water then? Are there different kinds?
Well, there is a special type now. And that type, we call the highland terrapin, will fool the best of bird dogs in his odor.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen some of the very best trained dogs in the country. You come up on one trail pretty hot for a little bit, point just like you were on a covey of quail. And the supposition is that their odor, they leave a track odor very similar to the odor of quail.
My gosh.
And then the ones that's in water, now there's another kind, what we call a soft shell terrapin, that very, very edible. It's a kind of a extra select dish. We don't find very many of them. We don't have that kind of stream. They find a few out here in the Hoopy River, but goodly numbered down in the Old Omaha River, which is a much larger stream.
What do you call the intestines of a hog that can be eaten?
Chitlins.
Okay, and what do you call the center part of an egg?
Which part of the egg?
The center part.
The yellow of the egg, call it the yolk.
Okay. And what do you call the upper part of a man's body from his waist to his shoulders?
Well, we just call it the main body, is the old way of speaking of it, but you think about it.